Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're getting a brand new siman today, siman Tof Kuf Mem Aleph, which deals with Dine Ariga B'Chol HaMoed, the laws of weaving or tailoring on Chol HaMoed. And we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mutter Lassos Mitzudos Dogim Me Arova. You're allowed to go and make nets for fishing that are made out of willows, out of wicker. Shehu Maisa Hedja, because it's not a professional type of a net that is being made. It's a type of a net that any person can do. A regular person can do this. Maisa Hedja, as we've explained, as opposed to a Maisa Uman, which requires an artisan, a professional, to go and do it. However, Avolo Ha'arugim Mechutim, but you're not allowed to go take threads and put together a proper net, because Shehu Maisa Uman, that is a professional type of a net, and that's not allowed. As we pointed out previously, for tzarech ochel nefesh, you're allowed to even do ma'isi uman. For machshirei ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do also ma'isi uman under certain situations. But here, this is one step removed, so it's not even called machshirei ochel nefesh, and therefore, you can only do ma'isi hedjot. And again, it has to be l'tzarech ochel hamoed. Sifkat and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'davka l'tzarech hamoed. As I just pointed out, it must be that you're doing this for ochel hamoed. It can't be that you're trapping fish that will be used after ochel hamoed, after yontif. That's certainly not allowed. Sivkot and Beis, because this is a Maisa Hedjot, you're allowed to do this with the wicker basket, the wicker type of a net. V'lohi b'chlal, Machshir Ocho Nefesh. This doesn't fall under the rubric of Machshir Ocho Nefesh, as we said previously, in yesterday's shir and in previous shirim, kimo tanur v'sakin, like an oven or a knife, the mutashom afilu mais yuman. There we gave permission, for even doing this if it's a professional that needs to do the fixing to make the oven or to make the knife okay. That's allowed for Maisa Uman because that is called Machshiri Ocho Nefesh. But here, Mishum Delo Mikri Machshirin, here it's not called Machshiri Ocho Nefesh. It's not really the assisting of Ocho Nefesh. Elodovar HaMachshiri Le'achila. It allows you to go and eat. Ki HaTanur Ayideh HaFia V'Sakin Ayideh HaShchita. Because the oven, through the baking or the cooking, and the knife through the actual shchita, that is in fact something that is allowing you to have the food. Mashen came by rishasos, by the nets, it's just trapping the food, which you'll then have to be taken care of to make it ready to eat, and therefore there is an additional step, if you wish, that doesn't allow you to do this with maisei uman. The issue footnote number one says the similar idea, v'chein l'inyan chafiras bor mayim, likewise, to go and dig a ditch, a well, in order to get water for an individual. So to do that professionally, kasev haShulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, ain lasos kin. You're not allowed to do this. Afilu mein l'mayim lishtos ki medochak. Even if he has no other water to drink, except with a little bit of difficulty. And why is that over there not allowed with Maisei Uman? Shekivan shabor enunu machshir samayim lachila. The bor doesn't make the water potable to drink. Elu osef esamayim, it gathers the water. Kadesh yochel adam bikal l'shavim imenu, to make it easier for the person to draw the water from it. So therefore, that is exactly the same case over here as the mitzuda, the net. And therefore, it's not allowed with a maisei uman. L'inyan tikkun hashulchan sh'ochen olav, we previously learned, the prima gadim brought down, for making the table that you're eating on, we learned previously, and also we'll learn it again in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Beis, Shenechshav Machshir Yecho Nefesh. That is considered something that's essential for eating, Umut L'Sakhna B'Moed, that you would be allowed to go fix on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Agah, Umut L'Sakhin HaPsilos, you're allowed to go and make the wicks, to fix the wicks, L'Neiros B'Chol HaMoed, for the candles that you're using on Chol HaMoed, because that is also considered the Maisei Hedjut. That's wouldn't be allowed if it was a Maisei Uman, because it's not really Machshir Yochel Nefesh, but it is allowed as a Maisei Hedjot. This is brought down in the Nemuke Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Also, it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains that this, of course, is again Letzorech Moed. It can't be that you're doing it for after Yontif, that certainly wouldn't be allowed, but if it's for Letzorech HaMoed, you'd be allowed to do it. The issue footnote number two brings down the reason why. Tam Shehut Rak Maisei Hedjot, why can you only do it with a Maisei Hedjot? He says, light is necessary, and therefore it should have been allowed with a Maisei Uman. So Nissen Karlitz itself explains, Shekivon Shebederach Klal Efshel Lahoris Habayis Aidei Maisei Hedjot. Since there are easy ways to go light up the house via non-professional ways, so therefore it's not allowed to use Maisei Uman. However, he says, therefore, in Ein Yochel Lahoris Habayis Aidei Maisei Hedjot, there is no light there, and you need an electrician to come in and fix the lighting. Yitzorech L'Sheves B'Shchoshech, otherwise you're going to sit in the dark. So then, Mutu L'Sakno B'Maisei Uman. Then you'd be allowed to call the electrician, you'd be allowed to do Maisei Uman in this situation. And Rav Nissen Karl Zatzal adds, Shemishum Kach B'Yameinu. Nowadays, where most of the lighting is electrical, and you really need an electrician to go and fix it, you're allowed to go and fix it with an electrician. the stipla gones that Tzal brings down. Hitu lahachlif eschut hachashmal l'chut ova yoser, kidei shi'or or chazuk yoser b'sukkah. He'd be allowed to go and fix the electrical lights in the sukkah that you'd have more light over there. Ach, omar shirotzui shi'ase eschibur achutim b'ofen shlo yira k'maisi uman. But you should try to do it in a way that's not going to be looking like it's done by a professional. Then the Mishnah Berurah, however, continues, and he says there is an opinion that's stricter than this, that you wouldn't be allowed to be misakin apsilos. V'yesh machmirim b'zeh. This was brought down in the Shartzio and Oskimo by the Elyar Rabbah and the Prima Godim, and they hold va'af legadel mitzemer gefen delav shozer, and even to go take tzemer gefen is cotton, and to go take non-woven cotton, gamkein yesh lizor lasos mikodim. You should do this before yontif and not on yontif, not on Chol HaMoed. The Chayyadim says you must do this lechatchila before Yontif starts. However, but if you didn't get a chance to do it before Yontif, you'd be allowed to go and make these wicks from the cotton on Chol HaMoed. And this is also the opinion, that you'd be allowed to go do this even on Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, od kosav hachayodim, the chayodim adds, and he says, the lekulei alma also lasos neiro shulchelev. You're not allowed to do, according to everybody, to make candles that are made out of animal fat. Upshita shulshayva, and certainly you can't do it out of wax, because the ikar gam kein meruach, because to make these wax or animal fat candles, you're also going to have to do meruach, which is smearing, which is a tolda of smoothing things out, and that's not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uchemedume shenoagim hetel letzorach moed." He brings down from this Birkei Yosef that people have accepted upon themselves noagim lehetel letzorach moed, that there is a kula over here at kan lashono. These are the words of the Birkei Yosef. However, Uprima Godim mashma deish lezor b'zeh, but the Prima Godim doesn't like this kula and says one shouldn't do this on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes Misorgin. Misorgin means, the Ramah adds pirush hu ke'ein hariga. It's like weaving over here of the beds. This is misargin, is like adding pieces together in a way that's like weaving, except that there's a lot of space in between each individual string, and you're dealing here with beds, hamitos. So they used to have, not like our box springs, but they used to make the base on which the beds would be actually put, so they'd make it from these tightly wrapped threads or ropes, and then they would put the mattress on top of them. So this is allowed, misargin, you're allowed to do this, hamitos, on Chol HaMoed. However, ein mafshilin chavolim bischila. But you shouldn't go and twist the ropes together, lechatchila Chol HaMoed. You can take the ropes that are already twisted and lay them out to be like the base for your mattress, for your bed. That is allowed, but not to make the ropes lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Dalet, Pirush, this misargin means, she'osim bo chavolim shesi ve'erev, you're making these ropes that are in a vertical and horizontal type of a direction. The shasi, the eruv, are the length and width types of arrangements. Lishkav bo b'moed, to lie down on this bed on Chol HaMoed, that is allowed. The kol shekin, and certainly, kishehem bamito mikvar, if they were already there on the bed before Yontif started, el shenasu refuyim, but they became not so tight, and you want to just tighten them, the mutu l'mosk, and you're allowed to tighten them so the bed will be more taut and be more comfortable. But this again, v'davka l'tzorech hamoed, this is only if you need these beds for Chol HaMoed. D'ilav hochi, because if you're going to use them just for all, we're going to have guests in a couple of weeks, let's tighten up the beds now, avza also. Then it wouldn't be allowed even on Chol HaMoed, even to tighten these ropes, never mind to put them on the chatchila. And he adds, v'afilu l'tzorech hamoed, and even when you're doing it for Chol HaMoed, d'afka shelo kivim alach Chol HaMoed, you can't have saved to do this on Chol HaMoed. Oh, we'll have plenty of time on Chol HaMoed, let's not tighten anything beforehand, we'll tighten it all on Chol HaMoed, that you're not allowed to do. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the lisrog b'moed l'tzorech tanog hasriga. What happens if a woman usually likes to go and weave and knit? She likes to make sweaters. She likes to make yarmulkes. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down osur aflam yishu regila b'kach. She's not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein lo bazeh tircha. Even though she's used to this and it's not very difficult for her to do, she actually gets pleasure from it. Since it's considered like a professional thing, you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. We go to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey. He says you're not allowed to make the ropes, you're not allowed to twist the strands into the rope. Rotsa Lomayit, Mishnah Berurah explains, you're not allowed to go and make the ropes on Chol HaMoed. However, he brings down the Eishmin HaPoskim Shemachmirim. There are those that are even more machmir than this, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Nos Ches. This again, the El Yeraba, in the name of the Tzedek LaDerech, and also the Aguda. Shelo La'atilim Bamita B'mor. You're not allowed to even add these straps to the bed. Afilu HaMigudol Mikvar. Even if they were already made before Yontif, you're not allowed to go and strap them on to the bed and make the bed base on Chol HaMoed. That which we allowed you to do, this mesargin, hainu kishem shichon benikvei hamita, that's only when you're adding them to the holes that are already in the bedboard, kodem hamoed, before the moed. So you can do that, that's called mesargin, but to go and actually do the actual placement of the ropes to make the bed, that you're not allowed to do. So we have these three different levels here, the Masargin, and you have the Mafshilin, and then you even have a level above that, that is that you're only allowed to do this if the holes are already in the bed and the ropes can be passed through those already existing holes. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Mutur Lemaich, Lemaich means to press. So you're allowed to go and press Big Day Pishton, flax garments, be a dime with your hands, Achar Kibbutz, after they've been laundered, Kidei Lelabanon Ulurachikon, in order that they should be whitened and that they should become softer. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Vav, and he says, Ayin and Simon Shin Beis in Hilchos Shabbos Sif Hei, the Shom Linyan Shabbos in regards to Hilchos Shabbos also lasos came to Big Depishon. You wouldn't be allowed to fold your linen clothing on Shabbos because it's going to clean it. This is even true with a garment. And if your intention over here is to make it, so to say, cleaner, better, by doing so, it's not allowed. But here, on Chol HaMoed, here, even though your intention is to make it nicer and cleaner, you're allowed to do this. But again, as long as you need it for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin says you can do this only with your hands. What exactly does that mean? So he says, in a moment we're going to say in the Ramah that it doesn't literally mean only with your hands. Would you be allowed to even use a kli over here? It doesn't only mean just literally with your hands. As we'll see in a moment when we read the Ramah. But first we have to continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Avol ein osin kishrei bati yadayim," but you're now going to make these kishrei bati yadayim. What is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "In Sivkot Neches, haynu lekame to fold it, shekorim krunzlin," which you see in the Tirgum means to make creases. Bilshon Ashkenaz. This word krunzlin means to make creases in Lashon Ashkenaz. So that you're not allowed to do. V'davko, the Mishnah Berurah continues, shahakimotim, when these folds, these creases, and it was pashtim kishaloshim, they don't come undone when you wear it. The kivin dakimotim chazokim, since these folds are very, very strong, kol kach, so much so, hevelei maisa uman, it's like a professional preparation here, but also afil l'tzorach hamoid, and you're not allowed to do this as a professional type of an action, even l'tzorach hamoid. Well, fiza, therefore, also l'kameid ho'anok shekorin kelner, therefore, you're not allowed to go make these creases in what's called the kelner, which is a tzavoron, it's some sort of a collar of some sort. Maybe it means a tie, I'm not sure. And you're not allowed to press this with eitzim that are specifically made for this. In other words, you can't use a certain sort of a press. Because in doing it this way, it's going to leave those creases in it, even when you wear it. So this is like a very starched and pressed collar that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. The issue footnote number 4 asks, what about folding your talus along the prearranged folds that you had before after it was cleaned? So Nissen Karlitz Tzatzah brings down from the Chazon Ish that he was makbid not to fold this talus on Chol HaMoed. Some people are makbid not to fold their talus on Shabbos along the folds because that's potentially an Isra over here of Gihutz, and therefore he writes down that his opinion was even on Chol HaMoed you can't do this. This is considered like a Maisi Uman. And therefore he says, Kishimakapul Kiroi, if you fold in the normal way and you fold and keep the folds in this way, so it will last for a long period of time. This is like a Maisa Uman as well, and you can't do this on Chol HaMoed. And he brings down as well from the earlier Trumas Hadeshin, and it's brought down in the Sefer Lekar Yosha that he also said you shouldn't fold your talus on Chol HaMoed because it's tikkun kli as well. It is fixing it in too much of a sturdy way. And I never finished reading the Mechaber. You can't do this enosin this kishrei bati yadayim mipneshu maisi uman because it is a professional type of an action. Then the Ramah says, we had this before, mutu lahaklik ha-pagodim, you're allowed to go and press certain types of clothing im ha-zechuches kidarkon with some sort of a glass or crystal type of a press. If it's needed for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this. And he brings it down the name of the Sefer Mitzvot Gedol, the Smag, and the Rebbeinu Yerucha. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Koran Tes, tells us, Hainu Eben Agula Shel Zchuchas. This is some sort of a circular type of a stone that's made out of some glass. Umashman Delo Choshev Zeh Ki Maisei Hedjot. This is not called Maisei Uman, this is called Maisei Hedjot. He brings it down for the Chayodim, Hatik, the Mutu Lachlikim B'chlik Kedarkun. You can use it in the normal way. Mashma Desirle, the Zchuchas Lav Davka. It's not specifically only with this glass. Du Adin Shar Kelim. It would be true for any type of kelim harogil lahachlben that are normally used for this pressing, as, and they're not maisei uman. Well, if he's a mutal lahachle gam bechli barzel cholok, you can use some sort of a smooth metal implement shenogim achayotim lahachlik, which was the normal way that the tailors would go and smooth things out. By kol maisei hedjot, this is all called a maisei hedjot, and therefore ubutal letzarach moed. As long as it's needed for chol moed, you'd be allowed to do this. The issue foot number 5 brings down. What about our modern laundromats that press, the cleaners that go and press things? So he says, Me'ikra din, le'gayitz bo le'tzorach ha'moid, he says is allowed because that's called also ma'aseh hedjot. But he says that's really only to smooth out the folds, but not to make brand new folds that will last for a long period of time. At the end of the footnote, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that the Chazon Ish, his uncle, ha'yamach mishalo le'gayitz bo, he wouldn't use the laundromats, the cleaners on chol ha'moid. And furthermore, he says, "Umesiras begid lemachabsor rak l'shem giyutz," to bring it in just for pressing. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down that that's also forbidden because the giyutz itself, the pressing itself, is ma'aseh uman. The issue number 6 brings down that to put a shoe tree inside of a shoe, the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss brings down that that is permitted. Kivan shu ma'aseh hedjot, that anybody can do, so it's allowed. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, also l'sakei mabushov v'menolav hakruim. You're not allowed to go and repair either clothing or shoes that are torn. Likewise, you can't also lomal any Yehudi l'sakim. You can't even ask a non-Jewish person to go fix them. The Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud says, "Apel pishi yiskaru yoser im lo yisakim." They're going to rip more though if you don't fix them. Still, it's osur. You're not allowed to do this. That's not called the lo mikri dover aved. That's not called a financial loss that you're preventing. Elosh ikar dover nifsat. It's only called the dover aved if the real thing itself is going to be destroyed. Avol b'shul ma'at tosfos kilko lo. But just a little bit extra that it's going to be ruined. That's not called the dover aved. But if they were to be totally ruined, if you didn't fix them, then it would be permissible. And he brings us down the name of the Taz, as you can see it in the Shaar Tzion Os Tezayin. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees, and he says, you can do it, fix it with some sort of a shinui, and that would be preferable. The issue footnote number 7 has a whole arichas on this, Ayin Shom as well. So he says, this is permissible according to the Taz, even a Yid can do this, you don't have to do a shinui, to have a dover of it. That's the lenient opinion of the Taz, because this would be a dover of it, albeit others disagree. Again, this is only allowed if you need it on Chol HaMoed. But if you don't need it on Chol HaMoed, then obviously you can't do this, it's Pashut. Leave it, and don't use it, and he brings it down the name of Prima Godin, then it won't rip any further. V'dad, the b'chol's there, with all of this, ein chiluk b'inim niskaru b'moid, ocean niskaru l'fnei ha'moid. It doesn't make a difference when it was torn. It was torn before chol ha'moid, or it was torn on chol ha'moid. It's still not allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, what about children's clothing? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that the kids don't mind that it's torn. Nevertheless, since the parents mind, they're embarrassed that the child is walking around with these torn clothing, mutal l'sakno b'moid b'shinui. You'd have to fix it for a child with a shinui as well. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud Aleph says you can't ask a non-Jewish person to fix this as well. Revus and Okar Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying a bigger chiddush over here. The after bezeh yesh kitzas have said im lo yisak name. Even though there's a slight loss over here, if you don't fix it, nevertheless, afilu hochi also, you can't even ask a non-Jew to do this. The kosher came b'shad varam, and certainly with other things. Ukele lekamon bereish simon tov kuf mem gimel zimitz Hashem will learn in a couple of days. Finally, the Ramah says miu aydei shinui shor lisak name kitzas l'tzorach hamoid. The Ramah says, Akula here, that if you make a shinoi, then you're allowed to fix it a little bit on Chol HaMoed, as long as it is Letzara Chol HaMoed, he brings down the Rebbe Yerucham. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, im hayo uman tzarech shinoi. A professional person would have to do this with a shinoi, and a shinoi mevor lekamen b'sif hei, we'll learn in tomorrow's shiur what the shinoi actually consists of. However, Avol Mehedjot, if he's a regular plain person, not an artisan, tofer kedarko, he could sew it up in the regular way, uktameh, as we'll learn there as well. The calls the Einu Mutter Rak Bitzorah Hamoid. Again, over and over again, we're saying all of these heterim over here, it's only if you need it, Litzorah Hamoid. The Bir Aloch Adi Ramaskul, Shor Lisakram Kitsas. He questions the word over here that the Ramah said Kitsas. He says, Lo Niskar Bishum Posek. Nobody else has that Loshon of Kitsas. And he says, the Lavush and other Achronim that copy the words of Ramah, they left out the word Kitsas. And he has a discussion as to why that's the case. Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha. With this, we conclude, however, today's Shir.